Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Dale. Yeah.
And collaborate.
They want it. We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, hello out there. It is Mindful Monday. How did everybody like that wet rain today? You know, when it rains in Southern California, you start saying your prayers a day ahead of time because, you know, most people, they just do not know how to drive in the rain. But it's good. It's good because the rain clears the air, and we need some cleansing here. We're going to be short and sweet today, Tiffany with an I see it. I strategize it. I change it and I complete it. We'll be on short and give us some things to be mindful of. And before we get going, you know, I want you to be mindful of your voice out there. Your voice does the work. When we speak from our mind, we change minds. When we speak from our heart, we change hearts. But when we speak from experience and share our stories, we change lives. So continue to tell those stories out there. You know, there's going to be someone out there that will be able to relate to something that you're saying. Everybody is not outspoken. Some people are introverts. It's hard for them to speak out. But you have to continually put that smile on your face no matter what and help them along. Gas prices are still rising out there. You're looking for those shops that have $6 or under, then you squeak and turn in there real quick. And before Tiffany comes on, we want to be mindful. Be mindful that you are great, that you will be victorious. Practice kindness. And when she gets on, we're going to talk a little bit about the Oscars. But before that, we just give you some music to think by. Welcome in to Mindful Monday.
Thank you.
you in the mood. That's Wishing on a Star. That's an instrumental. But did you notice how that music crescendoed and it changed and it moves up? You know, that's what we have to do with our lives. No matter what we're going through, you know, we have to be like geese. You ever seen geese fly? They fly in a V formation. Well, V over here means victorious. You know, we're about victory over here. And the leader, once he is tired, he'll drop back and let someone else take over. So they're all cross-trained to lead the way. And the honking sound that they make, that's to encourage each other. They communicate and have dialogue to stay steady and continue to move forward. You know, and one thing about watching geese, the one behind is a slightly above the one in front so that he can see what's going on front and back. And it's really the epitome of human harmony that they bring about. So, you know, when we're flying around out there, each morning, get up and see that V so you can tell yourself that you're going to be victorious. I want you to be mindful of that because we are what we speak. It's a lot of stuff going on out here, and we're going through a lot of stuff. But on that note, I'm going to bring Tiffany with an I. I see it, I change it, and I complete it. On with us. Tiffany Jones with an I, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes, I am. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I am wonderful, and I hear that smile in your voice. It's Monday, and we know how Mondays go out here. So I was just sharing with them, I don't know if you heard it, about the formation of the geese floating in that V, and talked a little bit about the rain. Did you get out there and puddle like a duck out there in the rain today, or did you stay in?
Okay, so I was going to stay in all day. And
okay.
Then I remembered I had to go to the store.
Okay.
I like coffee, and I didn't have any coffee, so I had to go to the store to get the coffee.
Okay.
And so it wasn't raining when I left, and this was in the evening.
Okay.
And then when I came back, it started to drizzle a little, but I just wasn't, not to say that I wasn't prepared for the rain, I usually do not go out in the rain, but because I wanted and needed some coffee, you know, for, you know, my coffee makers, and I had to go out. It was pleasant. It wasn't bad. You know, I didn't have to go far,
mm-hmm.
but I usually don't go.
You don't
go? Everybody out there, I don't. I don't. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't like the rain, but
mm-hmm.
I was a little brave today in going out.
Well, I had to get out in it because I had an appointment, but I knew that I didn't want to drive, so I was going to get someone to drive me. And it was sort of like kind of cloudy, and I was going to the car to look for my little portable umbrella, you know, the little small one you can put in your purse. I have big, long ones that cover the whole world, but I didn't want to take that with me, and then the person showed up, and I just didn't get it. That's always going to be fine. On our way to the appointment, it started getting harder and harder and harder. I said, excuse me, we're going to have to stop by CVS. Are we going to have to stop by Target? There was Target in the area. I said, let me run in Target. No one's there. I went to Target to that little rack that, you know, those little round portable umbrellas. That lady told me $14.99, $18.99. I says, oh, no, I'm not going to buy that, and I have umbrellas at home. I say, where's the children's section? Do you have any little umbrellas for the kiddies? And I bought me a little $3 Mickey Mouse umbrella. It didn't cover the whole thing, but it kept the water off of my head, right? And it was pretty
mm-hmm.
pretty hard out there. But I'm just sharing that because, you know, it's good to have that with you. It rains so seldom here that we're not accustomed to it. But you see, traveling, I try to pack it, you know, or keep it because you never know what you're going to step into if you're traveling when you're traveling. But it's always good to get, if you catch them on sale, listeners, get you a few, okay, and have them around. Not just for California, because we say sunny California all the time, but just have them hanging on the door so you'll remember to take them with you when you're traveling, because it's nothing like stepping off into a city and running into that rain and not being prepared for it. But the persons out there today were driving a bit you know, careful, from what I could see. You had a few out there still trying to take off from the stop sign going 80. Okay, so you're going to always have those out there. But today we need the rain. We need the air cleaned. So I haven't been back out. I came in and I took a little nap, so I don't even know what's going on out there. I'll check it out. But coming later on this evening, on this side of town, the sun was shining brightly. It's just, yeah, it's just a pleasure to see. So that's what my Monday was like. And what do you do? You perk your coffee, right? What type of coffee do you like, Tiffany, may I ask?
I like Italian coffee. There's a coffee, they just started selling it in the store, at least from what I gather, because I like to try different coffee, and it's Lavazza. Lavazza has a really good coffee. It is not too well known, but it is, like, you can find it at Gelson's, you can find it at different, like, delis and, you know, smaller restaurants maybe that like, that carry different types of coffee, like Italian coffee and French coffee. So I absolutely love it. So when I was in the market, I discovered it like a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, this is absolutely phenomenal coffee.
Okay, so
I really like
that's
coffee.
Only at Gelson's. Can you get it?
I went. Where was the other store? What's it? It's Pavilions.
Okay.
Yeah, Pavilions.
Okay.
They sell it. But they have a, like, cafe in Gelson's where they brew the coffee for you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But
I wanted some, and I tasted it, like I said, a couple of weeks ago, and that's why I went out in the rain, because I wanted that.
You wanted
that
your
coffee.
Well, you're going to have
exactly
to get...
That's exactly why I went out today.
And, well, we're going to have to store you, stack you up over there, because you know you drink coffee, keep that. You know you have cream, keep that. Always keep it all there. One thing I'll do, if I don't bring back anything from the market, I have my coffee. I have it like in a, you know, because I cannot function without my cup and a lot of tea. Sometimes I drink the coffee, but sometimes I say pull back and drink you some herbal teas. But you know you like that coffee, so I'm going to say like we do in the South, stack it up, girl. Just put it in the chest. So therefore you don't have to get out in the rain and go get it. You already have what you have.
No.
But I'm going to look on
yeah.
the baga. Yeah, I stack up on my coffee. The half, you know, if I don't have anything else, I'm going to have that coffee there because I cannot see before. Don't even talk to me before I've had that morning cup. I'm not speaking to anyone. Tiffany, we going to be short and sweet today, but I don't know. What do you want us to be mindful of? And then I don't think you watch the Oscars, but that's being the buzz out here. And, you know, just as we were speaking
absolutely.
About
that is
it.
All the buzz.
Yeah. This, as we spoke about it when I mentioned it to you, it's all of that is happening, you know. And it's sort of, you kind of like hate, how can I put that? You hate to see that, but see, love is what it is. And then you don't know what's transpired prior to or what a person is holding on to. It could have been done differently, maybe, but it was done, okay? It was done. So that's what I say, yay. I say, now everybody knows that Hollywood is not fake. This is the real deal here. You got me? And then you think about it, well, no, it wasn't plotted. It wasn't planned. And then when he got up and spoke, you saw a different heart. He has a different heart. But some things, you just watch your mouth. It was inappropriate to speak that way, and it was inappropriate to handle it that way, I feel. But that's only on him. He had to move, and I hope he gets through it. You know, now the Academy is talking about they bylaws and blah, 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 and then this and the that and the this and the that. Well, we showed him real live TV. Okay, I hated it after it had to happen. It was such a great, phenomenal show. But, you know, watch your mouth, okay? Just watch your mouth because you never know what's going on in a person's mind or what a person has gone through. So that's why we come in. Always do Mindful Monday. Just think about it. You know, think about the other person. before you speak. Some people aren't quite as thick-skinned as others, and some people have control and everything, but not in everything, okay? And you don't do that, and especially if there was a health issue there, and it's bringing in other things, okay? It's bringing other things in. So I'm just sitting back, being patient, watching it unfold. That's all I can do. But I wanted to mention it because we had spoke briefly on it, and we had our opinion about it, and it was buzzing, and it was funny to me. I felt, and another thing, I need to write a letter. I'm gonna ask somebody. Did they send a memo out? Because every dress I saw was basically the same style. I didn't see too much individuality up there when it came down to showing them boobs. Okay, the cuts on those dresses were all the same. So I haven't been shopping, so I don't know what's going on out there. But I don't know. I got mixed opinions about that. I don't know. Was it a memo that you get this kind of dress? And it's great that you have that there, and it's great that, you know, all of that's great, but they all look the same to me. Beautiful, because that's why I watch it, but it was something about those dresses that the same cut, the same, yeah, okay. You know, usually people go with their individuality and there'll be a difference, but most of them out there had the same type of bust cut and showing the same type of sides of the boobs, and I said, okay, well, we've been shut in and confined, so when you break out, break out. But I'm going to ask someone about that because I didn't see individuality when it came down to those gowns. And that's so unusual. So we'll talk about that. So I'm through with my mind. So just be mindful and pay attention. Huh?
But I think, I don't know, because I saw a lot online, you know, I guess it was Instagram. They had a lot of the gowns that they showed. And Dior, they all came out. Dior had come out with some beautiful ones. But it's just different now. I think everybody's starting to get the memo, just like the cars, you know. Now every car is starting to look kind of alike. You can't even tell. Sometimes you can't tell BMW from a Kia in the back, depending on, you know, the lights, because everything is starting to look the same. It's not, even though there's individuality in the car, some still look the same. They don't look too far off of another car, you know, but that's just the industry, I guess, because designers go from place to place. They carry, you know, designs from the other company that they worked, and they implement them in the next one. And so even in cars, I've seen, you know, the similarities, more similarities than differences.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's what's going on with the dresses.
I'm going to look. I'm going to go and visit some places. I need to get out. I love fabric stores, and I love to go see Elegant Evening Gowns, and I know a few. Not Valentino, but the places that I can go and just, I'm interested in that. I need to know that.
Valentino's lovely too. They had.
I love beautiful gowns. So it's but it was just something that I noticed. They all had the same bust cut, you know, the upper portion.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, yeah, it was a bit, okay. It was noticeable. And I was saying, that's different. Everybody, did they know that all of their gowns was cut that way? Or I don't know. I wasn't there, but it was an exciting night. I love the colors. I love the performances. I love the way that it was done. It was a bit different, but I just wanted to bring up that to see if I was the only one that was noticing that. That it wasn't.
Yeah,
too
well, I didn't
much.
Watch all of it. I didn't watch.
Okay.
You know, I forgot that it was Oscar night last night, and then by the time, because usually I go to a party, so either I'm somewhere, you know. But I, because I wasn't attending a party, then it kind of doesn't. It's good. It's nice. I love it. I love to recognize people and know that, you know, mm-hmm. it's the celebratory fact of it that people are being, you know, recognized for their talent.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't, I guess I got caught up in what I was doing yesterday because I was working yesterday.
Okay.
So maybe that's what it was.
Well, good.
By the time
you.
I looked up, it was like over.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I looked at it and then go back through. But, you know, it's Mindful Monday. We never know what the week is going to bring us and what we have to do. And earlier I was telling them to be mindful, just be mindful of the greatness that each and every one of us carry. And, you know, that we're victors, be victorious no matter what. And to be mindful to kind of stay kind. You know, I see, you know, we all are going through it. I met a lady today. She had flown in from Houston, but her company was here, and she was a human resources person, and we were having a snack. I went into this little place to get me something to eat, and she was ordering, but she was waiting and waiting and waiting on her order, right? And then the young lady came out, and I knew that, you know, I said, can you, you know, she's been waiting a while. You know, you hate to see people sitting around, and I had spoke with her. And she's a human resources, so she says, I don't understand it. I said, well, first of all, this sandwich is not going to taste like the sandwich you used to tasting. And we start laughing, right? I said, but, you know, you as being a human resources person, you know what's going on out there. I said, the staff is overworked or they're short. I went Tiffany on them. You know how you always talk about be
well,
mindful
no.
when... Yeah,
right?
Going into
you
the
do.
Restaurants and stuff. I say, think about it. I say, you know, you're human resources, so, you know, they're understaffed. They're overworked. And she kind of looked at me, and it relaxed her down, you know. Put yourself in their position. It shouldn't have took that long, but they were understaffed, and they were trying to be as pleasant as they possibly could. She wasn't angry about it. But I could see her frustration, and so I just gave her a Tiffany with an eye, and I wanted to let you know that I listen and
thank
I
you.
Use it. And thank you so much for always reminding us to think about that, because that's very important. Very important.
Oh, right. It is very important. And they're now terming it the Great Resignation, which is interesting. I had a conversation about that with a friend of mine, and we were discussing the staff, and then on the flip side of that, the employer who cannot seem to hire the people that they want to, because the people that were really good at one time have now gone on to have their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're, you know, I won't say forced, but now they're hiring people that they have to train. So
mm-hmm.
in everything else, they've got to train employees, they've got, you know, they're understaffed, and the current ones are overworked, and it's just a lot. There's a lot going on out there. So we do have to be mindful of people. And I think be mindful of yourself and take care of yourself, because as this weather changes and fluctuates, because it was just hot the other day. It was like 80 degrees.
I know. You can't have a separation of clothes. You keep your sweaters next to your blouses. You know, you used to put away your winter stuff and pack that away, but no, they lie side by side because you never know. And what's happening out there? You just don't know.
You don't, and then it gets cold, and then you're like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're going from hot to cold very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's how, if you don't take care of yourself, that's why I stress taking care of yourself. You know, take the vitamins that are necessary, wear
mm-hmm.
your mask, do
mm-hmm.
the things to keep you healthy so that you know, you can do and enjoy your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about enjoying your life.
Still
you can't enjoy it if you're not
watchful out
mm-hmm.
there, because there are persons that I know they might have got infected by something, and they've been vaccinated and boosted, but they're home. Their stuff is mild. You know, at least they're not laying in hospital on ventilator. So that makes me happy to hear that. So, and that's not a, none of that is a guarantee out there, but the only guarantee that we have is that you do the best that you can do. Take yourself, like vitamin D, if we're not getting enough sun, your zinc and stuff. And usually in the evening, I like to drink honey and ginger tea. I like a nice cup of tea. But it still creeps up on you because of the sudden weather change. And if you're not, how can I put it? People back east, they know how to bundle up for the winter, right, when it's cold. They are prepared. Mm-hmm. You might leave home in the morning with a scarf around your neck and have to put it around your waist at the end of the day because mm-hmm. it has gone from 50 to 80, okay, mm-hmm. within that same day. So you're right. Do that. It's very important. I try to. And it sneak up on you. But with persons out there now, I'm hearing that they're going to do another booster for 50 over people over 50. Well, I got a couple of years before I get there, but it's just something. I thought I'd throw that
right.
out there. Yeah, it's just
that's
something
right.
For those to be mindful of. So a lot of people say they take whatever's out there, but the most important thing is to try to understand and know your body. And you have to be your own medical. You have to advocate for yourself sometime, because mm-hmm. I'm not one to take a lot of prescription drugs, but, you know, in modern-day medicine, all they know how to do is pull out that pad and write that prescription. And when you ask them, well, what side effects does this have, they don't even know. Okay, so I said, you can write it. So I have CVS over here in my cabinet because I'm not taking all that stuff, okay? You don't know what kind of side effects. I got something wrong with my ear. And I take this, and then my knees start hurting, okay? So, nope. So we must, like you say, know your body. Understand your body. And another thing that I wanted to bring up, you know, there's individuals that do, you know, financial wealth planning. I'm going to have that young lady come on in some different ways. You know about all of that, you know, savings plans and plans, financial wellness. And then there's also persons out there that prepare you for your your pre-burial, and that's something, Tiffany, that we don't like to think about, you know? Everybody
no,
runs from it.
No, you're right.
You don't want to think about mm-hmm. that. You don't even, but you know what? You should. You actually should mm-hmm. For the simple reason. If you a family, you have children, you have family, you're married, that's another way. You got your insurance, but that's the last thing. Now, in the South, they think about it. You know, as a child, I used to hear my parents planning. I run out the room. I didn't want to hear none of that, okay? Well, this is this, and we're going to get this, and you guys will be taking care of this. You got me, you know, but you don't want to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
But it is very important that you look into that because, you know, you don't want to have nobody doing no GoFundMe fund for, you know, your family going through stuff. And we never know when that time is coming. When your time is, your time is. But I'm throwing it out there. Prepare for it. And there's, like, programs and stuff, however way you want to do it. But it's something really to think about. And once you get involved in it, you are more relaxed because you know that you're working on something and you won't be a burden on anybody else. That's very important. But we don't like to think about it, so I'm going to keep pushing it.
That's true. And the number one thing is when it happens upon death, you go to the mortuary and they've got to figure out how to get the person buried. And
that's
sometimes
what I'm talking
about. That is, you know, they do. They really, really do. And I'm not going to say that it's a burden on them, but they're like, well, why, you know, their question to you probably is not
yes.
to you personally, but to anyone who's sitting in front of them. Did you think about this?
No.
You know? They have
no,
to get creative. They do have to get creative. They do have
I'm
to.
I'm going
but the
to
first
have
question
my friend
is,
come on. I'm going to ask her if she would come on and enlighten us to those type of things. I know that's what she does. You know, she and I'm going to ask her to come on and share. And that maybe we'll have it on a Think Thursday or something. I'm going to ask her what her time is like because it's very important. And it's if you prepare for it, it releases you. Because number one, you're not thinking of it, and then you think of it when perhaps maybe there's a death in the family, and you know you see the family going through what they're going through, and if your brain cells are balanced, you kind of weigh yourself out, right? And then you want to take care of that because that is a burden to put on a person. Even like when I travel, I have people I travel with, certain people I can travel with. I get their information and I give them mine. We're traveling out here. If something happens or we get in it, whatever, you need to be able to contact somebody. And I need to be able to contact somebody. I do that when I'm traveling. But you also need that while you're not traveling. You need to have contact emergency and give it to persons that are around. So that if the ambulance come pick you up, your neighbor can make that phone call, okay? Because you can't make it, you know, not if you're on your way to the emergency room. And I'm going to have her come on. It came across my mind, and I said that I was going to mention it to you because I've been hearing, you know, and it's been just so much going on. But that is one thing that we don't prepare for. Most people don't. They don't want to talk about it.
A lot of people don't. And I had a friend, she buried her mom like 10 years ago, but the same, now these very well-to-do family, but they didn't have it together before she died.
Right.
And so she was, you know, trying to get everything together, the finances, she, you know, digging through the boxes and, she found things, but, you know, at that point, you're, like, grieving. You're trying to find the box.
You're saying your mind is not there.
And it really isn't. And so if she had it together, if her, you know, her parent had it together where she could find it, then it would have been an easier, you know, it would have been easier for them to do the burial. But I remember because we were all, I mean,
yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
She and I
you're breathing. You're not thinking. But I'm glad I brought it up because I'm gonna bring that person on because as I look around and as I think and as I mature and as I see families go through things, families need to know. Okay, they need to know. Living trusts are very important. Where you want that bureau to go? There's a form that your physician should give you your health request. There's a form. Doctors have it, and they should always ask you to fill it out. That's important. I'm going to bring her on. I am so glad we're going to do it on Think Thursday, and I definitely want you to come in and join in. I might open up the line so people can call and ask questions because that is one thing we don't think about. We don't think about burial. We don't think about beneficiaries, none of that. And I remember one time I was getting an insurance policy, and they said, well, you can only put your husband as your beneficiary. Now, you know she did not get that policy from me, don't you? Yes, I can, excuse me? No, I'm not doing that, okay? No, and you better let me know if he got one on me. You know, it's like, no. I might look like I smile a lot, but I'm not stupid. No, if I put on here who I want to put on here, okay? You can't tell me if I don't put him on there. You can't write it. Well, you won't write this one, okay? I didn't know what that was, but I knew I wasn't going for. But Tiffany, I think that would be a great thing, and that would put a lot of things on people's minds. So we're gonna do short and sweet today because this is Mind for Monday and you know how we feel on Mondays, but we like to do something to share with everybody else to sort of like help them get their week going. But Mondays is a tough day, so we're going to be short and sweet on this. So what would you like for them to carry on through the week? And then we'll come back on Friday and tell them what we found out. And hopefully I can get that information for that preparation information. I will contact her and see when she can come on and care and share with us because it's very important. Very.
Oh, absolutely. It really is. Just be mindful of your health, you know, because the weather fluctuates and people are going out in shorts and flip-flops and then because the sun's out. And then, you know, past 3 o'clock, it gets to be a different temperature. Just be mindful of the temperature fluctuation and take care of yourself so that you can take care of your family. And just be mindful of that and other people, too, because it is. And, I mean, you know, we're still in winter, although it is spring. Spring is come.
Yes.
But we also, you know, it's that seasonal transition, and just be mindful of that, and that's about it. You know, I always do self-care on Monday.
I know you do,
always,
because it's very important.
Being mindful of yourself.
All right. Well, on that note, Tiffany Witt and I see it, I strategize it, I change it, and I complete it. We are so appreciative of you to come on and care and share with us. It's all about education. You know, we're about unification here, education and collaboration. They all three blend in together. And like, I think before you came on, I spoke with them about that bee formation, as I keep talking about those geese. So when it gets crazy out there, I want everybody all week long to see those geese flying in the sky in that bee formation. That means victory. And see those sunflowers reaching up to the sun. No matter what. Tiffany, we love you. Listeners, have a great week. Stephanie Haynes will be with us tomorrow on Tele Tuesday. And then we'll come back with Think Thursday. But keep in mind, and call 323-769-5879. Again, that number is 323-769-5879. And give us your thoughts or your questions about preparing for, as we say, your homecoming. That's something we don't want to think about, but I think you need to think about it, okay? Just think about it. We don't want it to happen, but we don't have no control over that, okay? But this is some information that I think that will be very, very helpful. And on that note, Tiffany, we're going to say have a good Monday evening. Thank you for coming, and listeners, enjoy your week. We love you, Tiffany. Thank you.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
About this, y'all. Okay.
Someone but you.
Break it up with Linda Michelle.
You said it, girl.
Michelle.
Share with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share with love all through the land.